What up, y'all? What up? What up? Yes, yes, yes. It's your boy Ray Nitty holding it down on the grapevine on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, live from the American Family Insurance Studios. I've been tired all day. Just making it every time. How y'all feeling, man? We about to have a pretty interesting show today. What I thought I was going to talk about, I'm not going to talk about. But we do have a conversation to continue. 833-212-1017. That's the number to dial. 833-212-1017. That is the number to dial. You can text that number as well, y'all. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. I'm back on Twitter now. RayNitti. RayNitti on all platforms. If you can't join us in your car, hit us up on YouTube. Or if you got to get out your car to walk in to work, you might have just clocked out on your lunch break. Hop on YouTube. Check us out. Today we want to talk about something that's very important, y'all. It's going to be a little carryover, but with a little different lens. On the lunch break, we were talking about the U.S. debt hitting $40 trillion yesterday. We talked about how did we get there? You know, who was responsible? Who do we owe? $40 trillion, we owe somebody. And when do they want it by? These are the questions that we don't be getting the answers to. Like, when do you want this 40 T's by, man? That's a huge number. But it was a couple things we didn't necessarily get to touch on in the show because we be having a good time on the lunch break. Shannon will actually be in town later today. So we're going to have a good time while she's in town. She'll be in studio tomorrow. So make sure y'all bring somebody to lunch with you tomorrow, man. 12 to 2. It's going to be an amazing time. But what I wanted to talk about today that we didn't get to talk about is what drives us into and keeps us in debt. As humans, not as a country, as humans. Then I want to talk to, like, as a community, what keeps us there as well. We talked about some of that on the lunch break as well. Wealth not being distributed in our communities, whether that's passing it on from life insurance policies and things of that nature. Or having the right insurance policy. Or owning the businesses that we shop at in our community. Cousin Sandra called in and said something that a lot of us already know, but I'm going to say it again because there's a few of us that don't know it. The black dollar only stays in our community for one day. One day before it's gone. One day before it's gone. I got my reasons as to why. Well, one is I don't think none of the stores, the majority of the stores ain't owned by us. So who we shopping with don't look like us right away as soon as we walk out our door. And then two, we don't prioritize searching for the businesses that could provide the services or the goods that we need. I'm guilty of it too. This ain't no finger pointing situation. I'm guilty of it too. We just talked about the black BP gas station on Atkinson. Shannon even said, Ray, you posted it. I seen you post it. But I feel like these last couple times I have not prioritized making sure, okay, I'm going to Atkinson to get my gas. I was at the beginning, but now, you know, life, we make all the excuses for why we not doing something. And sure, it's a people got their own preference. But I was making it my point to make sure I went to Atkinson to get that gas. Then my route changed and, you know, started taking different ways to get to work and whatnot and get to the station. So now you make excuses like, I'll get it on Sunday when I'm going to Clinton Rose Park. But typically, after a week of driving for work, you filling up on Friday or Saturday. So Sunday, your tank full. And now, I have now just perpetuated this cycle. Instead of prioritizing going out and seeking black businesses that we can spend our money with. I'm part of it too. So I'm working on being more intentional about where I spend my dollars. We got cousin Rob on the line. Rob, how you feeling, man? You live on the grapevine.
All right. All right, all right, all right. All praise be to the Most High, man. I love your conversation, man. And the thing is, what we as a people, most of us, don't realize is that we're following their pyramid scheme because, as you know, it started out with the white man, and then the Asians came, or the Chinese came over and occupied all the stores, and then after them, the Arabs came over, and now it's the Indians. So they've all had a turn getting in our pockets, man, and they will not let us get loans to sustain our own communities, and that's all by design. So as you said, we have to prioritize where we spend our money because we have buying power. Mm-hmm. And if we prioritize going to black business, we will be in the right trajectory to get out of this situation. But we can't just say, I beam them is right down the street. I'm just going to go to them. No, go to Uncle James. Yeah. You know, help a brother out, man. But we can't get past it if we do not learn how to prioritize and promise and guarantee to spend our money with us. That's all I want to say, brother. I love your conversation. Keep it up. And I'm listening every day, brother.
Man, appreciate you, Cousin Rob. Appreciate you, man. Yeah, Cousin Rob said it right. He said it right. We going to go to the liquor store that's owned by the Indians or the corner store. Sherman Park Grocery Store, that's black owned. That's black owned. Right on, what's that, Sherman and Fond du Lac. Right over there, black on. But, you know, we don't prioritize. I am included when I say we. I I'm included in that conversation. We prioritize convenience. We prioritize our convenience over putting our community in a better position. We meaning everybody. I'm a part of it too. I'm guilty of it too. I'm telling you about Sherman Park Grocery Store, and I can't tell you the last time I've been there and actually did my grocery shopping there. It's at least been a year. But these are things I'm talking about. I have to be better. We as a community have to be better. And until we start taking our buying power serious, ain't no other community gonna take it serious. Because you know what they be like? Where else they gonna go? Who else they gonna go shop with? Eventually they gonna got to come holla at me. Debt. We in debt. We can't get out of debt. We don't got banks that's going to loan to people that look like us. Because Rob just said that. We know it's harder for us to get licenses and so forth. It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. So a lot of us go into certain other businesses like nightclubs and so forth. Try to get involved that way. Don't go anywhere, y'all. When we come back, we'll keep this conversation going on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. This is boy Ray Nitti holding it down on the grapevine. What up, y'all? Welcome back to The Grapevine. It's your boy, Ray Nitti. Hope y'all having a great time on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, live from the American Family Insurance Studios. How y'all feeling? We talking about U.S. debt. We talking about our debt. We talking about community debt and how we can get out of it, man. How we get out of it. We represent $1.6 trillion in buying power that we not taking advantage of. We not taking advantage of it as a community, as a whole. We not passing down, like, important conversations and lessons to our young people. We teaching them how to be wasteful spenders. We teaching them how to be wasteful spenders, man. Indulging in excess. Like overconsumption, not just a data. I'm talking about overconsuming of everything. We're not being wise with our financial power. We ain't even being wise with our power of voting. So imagine if we at least was like, all right, we ain't going to organize our vote, but we going to at least organize our dollars. I'm telling y'all, if we did those two things, if we just do them two things, my boy, organize our vote and our money. My bad. That was a little switch up. Sometimes the Caribbean in me just, you know, show up and say stuff. But if we do those two things, work on those two things, prioritize it. How we organize our money and how we organize our vote. Then we'll be able to really, really show our power. We'll really be able to show our power as a community then, y'all. Human debt, what drives us into debt and what keeps us there? I like to tell y'all where we fact check from and our sources, right? So this is confirmed via the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. Bank Rates 2026 Credit Card Debt Report and the Penny Hoarders 2026 State of Debt Survey. 833-212-1017, that's the number to dial. 833-212-1017, that's the number to dial. So let's get into the scale of it, right? Total U.S. credit card debt sits at roughly $1.25 to $1.26 trillion as of mid-2026. The average American with credit card debt owes around $7,756 to $7,756 to $9,900 in credit card debt. And total household debt, which includes stuff like mortgages, auto loans, and student loans. Student loans is a scam. Is far higher. Roughly two-thirds of Americans say they're currently in debt. One in three households carries at least $10,000 in non-mortgage debt. Absolutely. Let's think about that. Credit card. We don't, y'all know we don't be paying them credit card bills. What actually drives people into it? And this is in people's own words. This is from a survey. Remember, I cited my sources at the beginning of this segment. The number one cited reason is rising cost of living slash inflation at 21%. Which was followed by income simply not covering expenses at 17%. Nearly 30% say rising housing costs have forced them to cut back elsewhere. 24% have had to charge groceries to a credit card in the past year. Let's think of that. When we got Americans putting groceries on a credit card. Not because, you know, they're just trying to get points. They're doing it because they have to. I'm sure that's why they answered this way in the survey. This peanut butter cookie is so fire. Percent have had to charge their groceries to a credit card in the past year. Among people specifically carrying credit card debt, 41% cite an emergency or unexpected expenses, things like medical bills, car repairs, home repairs, family loans, as the primary driver. What's interesting is nobody said anything about overspending on wants. That's interesting. Nobody said it wasn't on there. Not overspending on wants, not things we need. Just things that we want. I wanted this peanut butter cookie. I didn't need it. This is my 10th one this week. I want y'all to think of that. Each cookie is about $3.25. In a week, I'm at a half a tank of gas and cookies. And I'm sorry, I didn't leave a tip. I can't leave a tip on a cookie, man. I'm sorry. And I'm a 20%er. We tip 20% all the time. But on a cookie, I'm straight, man. Don't even take me to that screen, fam. And then they just, I don't like how they just put it on there and then automatically select what they would like you to do and then show it to you and walk away like you don't see it. Like, nah, no tip, man. Not for just walking up to the counter and getting a cookie. Come on now. I don't even think that person is getting paid like a waitress or waiter would get paid. You're getting regular pay. But anyway, people label these things as the primary driver, not overspending on wants. That was interesting to me. Babar said, you're supposed to be on your diet. I'm telling you, bad choices. Distractions, Babar. I'm going to start tomorrow. Again. This was a rough week, man. It was a week, man. What keeps people stuck? 47% of credit card holders carry a balance month to month, and 61% have been in debt for at least a year, up from 53% just 2 years earlier. 1 in 5 don't believe they'll ever pay it off. 1 in 5 people like, to hell with it. 1 in 5 is like, to hell with them bills. I'm not paying it. I'm 1 in them 5. Student loans? Sally and May gonna have to find me. I'm sorry. Y'all scammed me. You scammed me. You scammed me, Sally. Fanny. And why they all last name May? Sally May, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mae, Billy Mae? Right. Says Sally still in business. Then one of them went out. Was it Franny? Franny Mae went out of business?
Or one of them died.
It's Freddie. Is it Freddie Mae? I'm saying Franny. Student loans is a scam, man. You charging, think about this. I want y'all to think about this right here. Go to a bank at 18, 17 years old. Try to get a damn loan. Try to apply for a credit card. They won't even try to give you $50. Oh, but student loans? Oh, let's give them 40 racks a semester. I was appalled my freshman year at Concordia. It's like 40 G's a semester, fam. A semester. I didn't even want to be there. Then I had to go. I gotta go to break. We'll be back after these messages. What up, y'all? Welcome back. This is The Grapevine with your boy Ray Nitty. On the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, live from the American Family Insurance Studios. Milwaukee, mark your calendars. Join us for Truth Family Fest on Saturday. Yes, this Saturday, August 22nd, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Riverside University High School. It's free fun for the entire family, featuring great music, community resources,
family activities, and back-to-school support to help students get ready for a successful school year. Interested in volunteering? Visit the Truth Family Fest website at truthfamilyfest.com to complete the volunteer form or by emailing cierra.brown@milwaukeeblackmedia.com. Bring the whole family and experience one of Milwaukee's favorite community celebrations, Truth Family Fest, Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Special thanks to Educators Credit Union, American Family Insurance, Milwaukee Public Schools, Artists Working in Education, City of Milwaukee, Department of Community Wellness and Safety, AB Corps Corps, Ascension, and Tap In MKE, y'all. Make sure y'all tap in with us, man, this Saturday. This Saturday for sure. Make sure y'all pull up to Riverside, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Shouts out to our chat, man. Babar in here, LaRon in here. We got Timothy Cole. Says, good afternoon, Truth Nation. LaRon said, my people make tips on every order. They either take your order or you can read it. In on the kiosk. They make your food, box your food, and give you your food. My shop is in Mequon. It's not even a question. No, for sure. You got a restaurant. For sure. A service. For sure. I agree. 100%. 100%. I'm just talking about just running up to this window, getting a quick peanut butter cookie on my 3-minute commercial break before I had to be back on here. Timothy says, I just had a situation at Gauss on Titonia, and I would like to make the people aware of it. Call us up, Timothy. Call us up, 833-212-1017. Share your truth, man. Call us up. Let us know what's going on. We just ask that you keep it family-friendly with your when you speak. That's all. Because I know sometimes we get passionate, and we you know, we get excited when we – I know I do, and I'm working on it. But call us up, man, 833-212-1017. Share your truth. Please do. Let us know what happened. We was just talking about being intentional about our dollars. Sherman Park Grocery Store, black-owned, right on Sherman and North Avenue. Jazz, what's up, Jazz? We got Miss Charlotte on the line. Miss Charlotte, how you doing? Good afternoon. We on the grapevine.
I'm doing well. I just have a few points to help young people. I am totally debt-free. I haven't worked in 7 years because I planned. I own my own house, no mortgage. I own my own car, no note. But black people, we keep buying discretionary income stuff with credit. It's stupid. It's stupid. I remember, you know, if you are a renter, why are you buying designer clothes? You're stupid. You're stupid. You know, I mean, there's no other way to put it.
You're stupid.
You know, you're stupid. You know, when I realized being a renter early on when I had 3 kids, somebody could put me out. So I focused on owning a home. Mm-hmm. I got my credit straight. I saved money. I didn't buy a new car for 3 years because I was focusing on owning a house. And I'm going to leave you with this. My daddy told me. My mother and father were from the Caribbean like you. And I'm from New York, and we from Trini. I'm a Trini.
Okay, Trini. Okay, I get you, Trini. People in the building.
And my mother and father bought a house, and we didn't own a car. And when we used to walk to the grocery store in New York, and I used to complain. I complained once to my dad. Why are we walking to the grocery store? And he said to me, "These people are riding to the grocery store and coming back into somebody else's house. You're walking to your own." You know, people, you know, that's some truth there.
Yeah, it is. That is some truth.
You know, stop with this discretionary spending when you can't even pay rent.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right. You're right, 100%.
That's what they need to focus on. And it's very sad. I'm going to leave you with this. It's very sad to see older people my age that still have to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't.
And now they're talking about Social Security and Medicaid going to run out in 2032.
Well, another thing you said that you need to focus on another show is investments. I have investments.
Yep.
And when young people, when you look for a job, a permanent job. I'm not talking about McDonald's. Look for jobs that pay in stock.
Mm-hmm.
I worked for Siemens, and they paid in stock. Mm-hmm. They paid your money, but they matched stock. And I took money aside, and every matching thing they had, that's why I got money now.
Yep.
Pay attention, black people. Pay attention.
Yep, absolutely. No, you are 100%, 1,000% right, Miss Charlotte. And we are going to have a deeper conversation about the importance of investing our finances. So I would love if you call back in and share some of your story on that. We might do that tomorrow when Shannon is actually in studio. So that would be super dope. We got Tim on the line, y'all. Tim reached out, said he had a situation at Gauss. How you doing, man? Talk to us. How can we elevate your truth today?
Well, first of all, good afternoon to you all.
Good afternoon.
I just wanted to call, and then as I said the message, obviously you guys had a conversation that kind of deals with what I was talking to, what I'm talking about. So I'm going to try to quickly go through it. I walk into Gallus probably about 11 this morning, somewhere 11, 12, and I went for a purpose. So I go straight to the meat department. So when I go to the meat department, you know, every meat department has this space where you can usually see the workers back there doing whatever they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to that area. So I'm standing there. There's two girls in there. One, they're like to the left and right of each other, working. They're rapping. They are working. But one girl stopped and to go over to talk to the other girl. When she walked over, they both kind of peeking over there, and they see me standing there. She go over there, they laughing and stuff. A few minutes later, she come out the blinds, whatever they call them, and walks right past me, goes to the left. Didn't acknowledge me or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying, this is about 5 minutes in. She comes back. Now, those two are in there. In front of me, in front of one of the counters that's there, in front of where you can view them, there's a white coat laying over the counter and a black cap. Still nobody comes. So I get a little loud, and I wonder, like, where is everybody else? How long do I have to wait? I'm still waiting. I walk to the front. I say, how long do I have to wait before I ask a question? Because at that point, that's all I had was a question.
Right.
I go to the front. Oh, they're giving me all kinds of excuses. One of the excuses was, oh, well, they don't speak English.
Okay.
All right, so that's an excuse. Okay.
No,
so instead of anybody coming to me and acknowledging me that works there, there was a guy there with a pink shirt on who was obviously the manager or something. And he hears me talking to them. Now he calls out and he says, why are you being disrespectful? Really?
Right. Now you don't want to be disrespectful after you were paying customers. Been ignored for dang near 10 minutes now at this point.
10 minutes, a good 10 minutes, no response, no nothing. And then that's the response I get.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what I did was I stood in the middle of that store and I talked to everybody in that store. I explained how that store originated. I may not know the year, I may not know nothing, but I know it was black owned.
You said, say that again.
Now they done came into the community, and this is what I'm hollering. You done came into our community. I have never heard you give back to the community. I have never heard your name as a sponsor to any community group. Never.
Yeah, I can't say that I've heard either. I know one of the stores they bought from Lena's, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Black couple.
A couple of them they got from Lena.
They were black socialites, yeah.
You talking about Lena
originally?
They got
one on North Avenue.
Yep, they had Lena's was on North Avenue. That was a Save-A-Lot. Then they also had one on, what's that, Titonia and Capitol as well, if I'm not mistaken.
That's the one I was at, yeah.
Yep. But I know that family.
But it just goes back.
They sold
back
that
to the
company to, I think, who is it, some Arabs that own it now?
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. And that was my point. Like, you're in our community. You're in our community. We never hear about you.
Mm-hmm.
We never hear about you.
Mm-hmm. Man,
And then I just heard somebody talking about the black dollar. We got to watch where we spend our black dollar.
100%.
Period.
100%.
Period.
Well, I don't know if you know, but there is Sherman Park Grocery Store right on Sherman and North Avenue. And I just said I got to hold myself accountable and make sure I'm prioritizing and going to these, you know, businesses that will keep us. Sir, that's another conversation. That's another conversation. Black people, black businesses need grace, man. We need grace. We need grace. You got to think of how much of entrepreneurship we was left out at as a community. Like, respect, and this is not trying to make this no race thing or nothing, but the truth is a lot of white people pass businesses down to their families. We pass down debt. So when we get into business and things of that nature, we don't necessarily always have the experience, but we trying. We always say, the others had a 400-year head start. So yeah, I try to give our people a little bit of grace. But there is things we got to work on as a community, though. We do got to work on our customer service. We do got to work on being open when we say we're going to be open. Don't go anywhere, y'all. We'll be right back after these messages.
Look, it's all bad. It's all real. I ride in some big tall hills, big fat checks, big large bills, run out, flip like 10 car wheels. Cold. I give Ross chills, 10 different looks, and my looks so kill. I kiss him in the mouth, I feel all grills. Heat in the car, that smells on wheels. Woo! I was born to flex. Yes. Diamonds on my neck. I like
what up, y'all? Welcome back. Welcome back to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. It's your boy Ray Nitty holding it down on the grapevine. Hope y'all feeling real fine. Man, we talking about... Man, we was talking about debt. Then we talked about what keeps us in debt. Then we talked about ownership and being intentional about our buying power, our spending power. $1.6 trillion is what we represent as a community. Then we had Cousin Tim called in and gave an example about a situation that he had at Gals Foods where he was ignored. And the excuse that they gave him was like, oh, they don't speak English. You know? Shouts out to the chat. They said a new coat can cost you $10 to $50. That's nothing if you need one. She said, I don't know how old she said she was, but back then, you don't know, $50 might be a lot to somebody back then. $50 might be a lot. Sure, I remember I had better not look at no $80 shoes. My mama would take me under that warehouse shoes tent. They used to be on Silver Spring. We weren't even going inside warehouse shoes. We was under the tent. Go get you some of them Reebok Soldiers, them classics for $28.99. Get you a few colors, too, so you can last throughout the school year. Abstract Noir says, you can't complain when other people come into black communities owning stores when black community isn't that business savvy. And for people who do have business, there's always complaints. That could be a fair angle to look at it, but let's not just act like only black businesses have complaints. A lot of these super chain stores that we talk about have some of the worst customer service. White owned. Yeah, Payless. You show right. Payless had them. Man, what? Payless had that. It was a smell of like cheap leather in Payless that just drove me up a wall. Like, I'm finna get ribbed just walking out of this store. But we had shoes on our feet. I'm just saying, man, Tim was talking about a few things. Do we give black businesses grace? Because I do believe, you know, we're young in entrepreneurism as a community. We're young. We gonna make mistakes. Everybody not perfect. A lot of us make mistakes at the jobs that we have. Much less running a business. People make mistakes at their everyday jobs. So yeah, I give black businesses a little grace. But here's what we do, right? Here's what we do. When we go and have a bad experience at a black business, right? The first thing we do is run online and try to tear them down. Man, this is why I don't support black businesses, because they don't know how to XYZ. I remember seeing jewelry stores that called police on NBA players that played for the Bucks, John Henson. Called the police on him. Bro still went in after the police situation and bought jewelry. Ah! You still went in and spent that money after they didn't want you in there. We got to prioritize our spending. Abstract said, not gonna lie, when I was a kid, I couldn't really get the shoes I wanted. I had made the low popular shoes, and I remember the Warehouse Shoes 10 on Brown Deer back in the day. It wasn't until I got a job in high school I was able to buy the shoes I wanted. And man, you was able to get a job in high school. I commend you for that. I got a job my senior year, and I was putting in on the bills. Couldn't even put in on the shoes I wanted. My first pair of Jordans was like 2009, I think. I think that's when the cool grays came back out. That was my first pair of bought Jordans. But let's get back to this. Let's get back to this right here. We talking about what keeps us in debt. How do we get there? We said the total U.S. credit card debt sits roughly at $1.25 million as of mid-2026. The average American with credit card debt owes roughly $7,700 to $9,900 in total household debt, which including mortgages, auto, and student loans. I said student loans is a scam. Roughly two-thirds of Americans say they're currently in debt. One in three households carries at least $10,000 in non-mortgage debt. So now we're talking about what actually drives people into it. And they had a survey. The number one cited reason was rising costs of living and inflation. Then followed by income simply not covering the expenses. And then nearly 30% say rising housing costs have forced them to cut back elsewhere. 24% had to charge groceries to a credit card in the past. And among people specifically carrying credit card debt, 41% cite an emergency or unexpected expense. Nobody said anything about overspending on wants. What keeps people stuck? 47% of credit card holders carry a balance month to month, 61% been in debt for at least a year, and up to 53% just 2 years earlier. One in five don't believe they'll ever pay it off. Average credit card interest rates now sits up, Jesus, 21%. That's the highest sustained level the Feds has tracked, meaning minimum payments increasingly go almost entirely to interest rather than principal. And y'all know, If all you doing is paying the interest, your debt never goes down. So you trying to stay current at least, right? And make your minimum payment. That's why it's a trick. It's a scam. Your interest rate is so high, most Americans are just paying the interest rate, not the principal. I remember when I finally understood what that meant. I was pissed trying to pay my little $500 credit card bill off at 18, 19. That a terrible Taurus ran up. I'll never date a Taurus in my life again. I'm thankful for my Cancer wife. She's a Cancer, not like. Ran my little credit up. Left me broken and broke. You like, all right, I'm gonna pay this little $27, you know, start chipping away. Your interest is $30. Man. A third of Americans blame themselves for being in debt. That's a start. It is my fault. I spent it. But what we don't say is how much pressure we put on young people coming out of high school and pressuring them to go right into college. And that starts the debt cycle. We program our young people to be prepared for debt. Even when the leading causes, inflation, medical emergencies, stagnant wages, are largely outside individual control, it's worth naming directly, since shame keeps people from asking for help or even talking about it. So this is where it hits differently by race. Okay. I was just finna say, how much time we got? Let's go ahead. Go to break early. Come back. He said, no. I'm gonna read this, then we'll go to break. So where this hits differently by race, right? 56% of black adults report owing money for a medical or dental bill compared to 37% of white adults. Black and Hispanic households carry a higher share of unsecured debt, meaning credit cards and medical bills, the kind that doesn't build any asset or wealth, versus secured debt like mortgages, which does. When we come back, y'all, we're going to get deeper into this thing on where the difference lies by race. This is Ray Nitti on the Grapevine on your award-winning 101.7 The Truth.